When it came to Jesus' Father in heaven, Jesus was well known for being a listener. He was well known for being a follower. Now, all too often when we think of Jesus, we think of Jesus as being a kind of macho, independent, no-nonsense kind of leader that makes up his own mind, does his own thing, goes where he wants. But that kind of portrayal of about Jesus has more to say about our own understanding of leadership than it does have to do with the portrayal that we see of Jesus in the Bible. While on earth, Jesus lived a Father-focused, Spirit-filled life. Jesus asked the Father where he wanted him to go, and when the Father directed, he went. He asked the Father what he wanted him to say. When the Father spoke, he relayed the words. Jesus saw what the Father was doing, and Jesus did the same. Obedience marked Jesus' life from the very beginning right to the very end. Now, in our culture, obedience is something we cherish in small children, but it's something we scorn in adults. None of us want to have the character quality of obedience over our lives. As we get older, the Western goal is to be free from instruction, free from direction, and free to do pretty much whatever we want. We dream of autonomy and independence. But the reverse was true of Jesus. As his life went along, especially the end of his life, it required greater humility and greater dependence and greater obedience than anything that had come before. This morning, my message is really so simple that it could be dismissed before it's even considered. Sometimes when we come to a worship setting like this, where our ears are itching to hear something new, we want more information. We want to hear something we've never heard before. We want to know more about God, possess more knowledge about him, because in our way of thinking, more equals better. And so if I just know more, then I'll live a better life. My reality, my personal reality, has been that I already know more about Jesus than I will be able to put into practice if I had 10 lifetimes. I suspect you could probably say the same. It's not more knowledge that I need. It's more follow through. It's more alignment with Jesus and with his life that lives within me. So this morning, kids and adults, I want to plant a question in your mind to consider. Will you commit to being a disciple of Jesus in 2012? Now, if you've been a Christian for a long time, this question might seem quite innocent and maybe quite unnecessary even. But there's no more important question to ask or to answer. All of us have been invited to bind ourselves to Jesus, just like an apprentice binds themselves to a master teacher, so that we can learn what he knows, so that we can do what Jesus does, so that we can become just like our master. The only question is, will we? Will we bind ourselves to Jesus? I want you to listen to these words taken from Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to be reading them from a translation known as the Message. The Apostle Paul writes, "So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, when Christ shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you. The glorious you. There is no life in the old way of living for self. All of us have journeyed down that road to a certain extent, and all that awaits us on that path is already dead and rotting. There's nothing there for us. Our new life is found in union with the Lord Jesus Christ. So this year, let's invite him to plant himself at the center of our lives. Let's bring our fears. Let's bring our hurts and our bitterness and our jealousy and our greed. Let's bring all of us and lay it before Jesus, because he can work with anything. Jesus can transform anything and anyone. But as we know, the goal of discipleship is so much more than just having a more holy life. God is concerned that we live a new life, but a part of it is his invitation to join him in his work. If we want to be a serious disciple of Jesus, then we need to look up and pay attention to what's going on right now all around Jesus. We need to ask ourselves right now, in my life, in my family, in my business, in my neighborhood, on the North Shore, what is Jesus saying? Right now in all of these arenas, where is Jesus going? In these places, what is Jesus doing? And what is he inviting me to join him in? Again, friends, let me encourage you, lift up your eyes and look. Because all around us, Jesus is active. And when we pay attention to where he is and join him, we will find ourselves right in the middle of the action. Again, I want to ask you this morning, will you commit to being a disciple of Jesus in 2012? Will you commit this year to living a Father-focused, Spirit-filled life? I'm really grateful for this new year with Jesus, and I hope you are too. I'm grateful for the opportunity that we have together as a community of followers to join together in pursuing our Master Jesus. And I'm really grateful that I have another brand new year to journey with you as your pastor. And this year, I'm looking forward to a number of things. I'm looking forward to seeing how God is going to pour out his favor in our midst in new and fresh ways. I'm looking forward to seeing new people, new friends and neighbors come to know Jesus Christ for the very first time. I'm looking forward to seeing a new work of God's healing and restoration taking root in this community. I'm looking forward to new leaders being raised up, saying yes to Jesus, who are ready to join him in what he's already doing. And I'm looking forward to being challenged by you as I too try and live out this calling to be a disciple. And so, friends, with 2012 spread out before us, now is the time. Now is the time to choose him, to align ourselves to him at the center, so that we can watch what he will do. Are you with me? Okay, let's pray. Jesus, you are great. You're good. You're strong. You're holy. And we bow before you. We bind ourselves to you as our master teacher, because we want to be like you. We want to know the Father the way that you know him. We want to do the works that you did when you walked on this earth. We want to follow wherever you're leading, because we know where you are, there's life and there's action and there's joy. And so, Jesus, we pray that you take every part of us, the broken bits and the not so broken bits, and that you bind us together as a community, that we might live for your sake here on the North Shore. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand.